Okay, let's see how good I am with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually put apps on. My daughter does.
Okay, no, I can give you a hand.
Is it Play Store?
It is the Play Store, yep. And is this is your email on the account?
It should be.
Yep, wayne.mac66@hotmail. Okay.
Yes.
And you have access to that email?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so you're in the Play Store. What does it say? Let's see. Do you have your fingerprint set up?
I don't believe so.
For putting your finger there, your thumb or whatever it would be. Some people, you got to hold it.
I have it set up for.
Do you know your password?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, we'll go back. So we'll go back right down there. And then you can use password in the white. You there, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I figured you're still working on stuff, so I'm just going to go over the app.
Can I change this?
Okay.
Generally, when I start my phone, mm-hmm. just do this. Other than that.
Okay. So, you know what? I'll do it better, yeah. We won't even get into the weeds of that. I'll show you what needs to be done then, because it looks like you're going to need to know your password and everything like that. You don't know your Google password offhand?
Hold on.
If you got that, we can get in there. What, is Alex still stiffing you?
He is still busy. I want to try something, though. I'm going to move this provisioning to the second Potsport.
Okay, do you want me to move it over?
Yeah, just move it over. I'm going to apply that right now.
Good stretch.
Thanks.
We are, yep, and we have dial phone. Go figure.
Really?
Yes, sir. Do you hear that?
That's all it was? That's all it was?
But I don't understand, because when I do the RPX, I activate port 1.
I don't know.
Let me see if I can make a phone call.
Okay.
All right. Let's go first. All right. That was weird. I'm trying to call me, so that's probably why. That phone number that.
Whew.
Yeah, no dial tone now.
No dial tone now?
Yep, but I have a theory. Hang on. All right, didn't work. I just moved it back to POTS 1. Because I was thinking maybe they're just labeled backwards in the app.
Wait, so now there's absolutely no dial tone for you.
That is correct. Let me try again. Call ended, space, speaker.
Nope.
What the fuck? All right, keep it plugged in there.
What's that?
Keep it plugged in there. I'm swapping it back to port one. Because I don't know if it was, like, applied. I don't know why you had dial tone for, like, 5 seconds and then it left. Still no dial tone? Right now.
Nothing.
Move it back to port one.
Fine. Port one plugged in. Walk over to the phone. And Nunzo.
Something is upsetting me.
Yeah, me too.
I think I might need therapy after this. All right.
I need to wait.
Wait, try port one again.
I believe it's in port one. Nothing.
Still nothing.
What? Yeah, we're in port one, and there's no dial tone.
What if I provision the phone on both ports?
Try it. I'll take anything at this point.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
That's right.
Back on port two.
All right, I'll put it into port two. We are plugged into port two. Is there a dial tone? There is not.
Nothing again. All right, never mind. I can't provision both ports. Can't put the same number twice.
No, this works out because I have a 1 o'clock right in the same neighborhood, and a 3 o'clock in the same neighborhood, and looking like lunch isn't going to happen, which means.
Ray.
I should get an hour of OT today.
Oh, man.
What a shame.
What the hell?
The only day, I think, ever that I haven't brought a lunch. It's heartbreaking.
I'm so sorry, Carl.
It's all right. I'll probably survive.
Carl, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's the day in the life, you know?
Well, if you get no lunch today, then half an hour of overtime, I guess.
Yeah.
Or an hour of overtime. Yeah, 1 whole hour.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Alejo. Maybe he'll give me the next 2 days off.
Okay, I just moved it back to port one.
All right, and I will do the same.
Yeah.
It's so strange because it used to say no line. Now I guess it concedes that there is a line. It's just like, still not going to work though.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Do you know any other customers with phone off the top of your head?
Any other customers with phone off the top of my head? Let me see. Let me rack my brain. Yes, I do. 40 Lipton Street in Kingston for a Mr. Craig Kane.
Craig Kane.
Okay, yeah,
that'll work. This isn't a port, right? This is just a normal ass number.
I'm pretty sure it's a phone port.
It is a phone port.
Yeah, because it's coming from his Spectrum stuff.
Well, it is working.
Do you see Mr. Kane?
Yeah. I do. Everything seems the same and the way it should be.
Should we get, is Emily of any use in this situation?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Because I know she normally, like, if there's problems with the phone port, it's usually because, like, oh, it didn't go through and I missed it. But I asked her, and I actually texted her 3 times about this now, and she's like, no, everything should be good. So I have confidence that it should be good, but it's finding a hard reason to make it actually good.
Yeah. I think if the port wasn't released, the registration wouldn't be green.
Yeah, she usually knows right away, too. So usually she'll be, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I missed it. And I'll be like, ooh, this is the 4th time, Emily. And she'll be like, I know, I'm sorry. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. But, yeah, I don't know what's going on with this one.
I'm just going to text her real quick.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to Alex. Last thing he told me is they're taking my whip for speeding. I don't know if he's being furious or not.
Like, does he get a company vehicle or?
No, he's got his own car.
They're taking him for speeding?
I don't know. I'm hoping he's joking.
Sounds like a joke. If they're taking you for speeding, it means you're doing other bad things too. Or like you're just like an incessant speeder and you just can't stop. So like that's it.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't take your car. They would take your license. Unless he's borrowing the car from somebody and they're like, oh shit.
Unless he's Canadian.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
No way. He's from Canada?
He's from Canada.
Where about? Is he from, like, real Canada, or is he, like, from, like, Niagara Falls?
He's a little bit of French, so I think real Canada.
Okay, like a more of a Montreal guy.
He's a little French guy.
I think, actually, he works at Archtop, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times. He was hired not that long ago, I believe.
All right, I'm having Ibrahim. Ibrahim's on it.
Oh, thank goodness.
He's on the case.
I got to go.
And it was weird that we got it to work for 5 seconds.
Yeah, what? What? Why?
And then it dialed the number, and then it was like, it's just like, nah, I was kidding.
It's because you smashed 50 mirrors on the way there.
Yeah, I know, you're telling me.
With your bad luck, Carl.
I know, I need to do something. I need to eat some dragonflies or something. I don't know. Carry briefcases.
Empty briefcases.
That's right.
Digging in the customer's lawn for four-leaf clovers.
Yeah, I probably chopped up all the four-leaf clovers when I was burying the last line I buried.
Maybe you'll find a five-leaf clover.
Like extra bad luck. It's like, no, do you know when too much of a good thing is bad?
Yeah, I don't know. What if you find an eight-leaf clover? Is that like double good luck?
It's like double the resolution.
Yeah. 8K leaf clover.
8K, 8,000 leaf clover. 8K, 8K is a whack. It's whack. Unless you have a 100-inch screen, whack.
Yeah. I don't even think human eye can recognize anything over any. I don't think the human eye can recognize 8K resolution.
Yeah, really.
Like anything. I don't even know where the limit is, but I know at like past 8K, like eyes, like I don't know what the difference is.
It's like I need a 400 refresh rate monitor. It's like, pretty sure we only can see up to like, I don't know, 120 or something.
Yeah, mine's 165.
Can you tell the difference between 120 and 165?
I don't think so. I can barely tell the difference between 90 and 60.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think I can, actually. It's more obvious on the PlayStation because the frame rate's steady. He had dial tone for a second, but it's now gone. So... right now, no dial tone. You need candy last night, Carl?
Yeah, from the bowl that the trick-or-treaters didn't take from.
Well, nice. Handed out some candy.
I tried to, but no one came.
Oh, man. It's because everybody's doing trunk-or-treat now.
Yeah, I know. I saw a couple people. I saw one group of people walking down, and there was a kid that darted across the street and started walking down the driveway, and then he got called back to the group. I was like, I guess they're going to hit this side on the way back, and then never came.
Too scary. Long driveway is too scary.
It's not that long.
No.
It's set back a little bit, but not bad.
Ibrahim's typing back. If we get this done now, you might have a 7-minute lunch break.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, just have to shove a whole sandwich in your mouth.
Just kidding. I still got educations to do. No dial tones.
I will leave the speaker on so that I can hear it if it does populate. I can see it's like when I have the phone line open, I have the speaker on.
Yeah.
It's lighting up on the ONT. It's just not providing a dial tone.
Okay.
When I plug back into Spectrum, dial tone starts right up. What's Ibrahim seeing?
He said, hold on, I'm typing. He said, it is registered, the port is complete, and then he asked, what port are they plugged into? I said one, and I said, try to change to two, and the dials came up for a second, and then didn't come back.
Have you met Ibrahim?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Have you come to the Kingston HQ?
I've been there a few times.
Okay. Do you want to get moved over there now, or are you like a GTEL, like through and through?
I'm still needed here.
Because that's more of a drive now, right?
Yeah, but I get to see my family on lunch break, so.
That's nice.
Yeah. Thinking like maybe if I'm like running late or something, I'll just stop at Archtop in the morning and then go to Detail on my lunch or something.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
How far of a drive is it?
30 minutes.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
But now you got a toll.
That's true. I got an easy pass.
That's nice.
I got to pay for it myself, though. My dad said, hey, I got a new vehicle. I need you to pay for your one easy pass. And I said, you monster.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of man is this man?
Mad man.
Yeah, no, I was going to do
that. You got a well-paid job.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's just, it wasn't worth it for me. I come over here to shop and stuff, but like once every 2 weeks I'm crossing the bridge, so like, it came out to, like, I did the math, it was, like, $50 a year or something like that. And then, like, the setup costs for Easy Pass was, like, we need this fee to start you off. And it was, like, $50. And I was, like, so I'm going to pay more with the Easy Pass.
Yeah.
So I was, like, nah.
Fair enough.
Told by
Fair
enough.
What did you do last night for Halloween?
What did I do?
Just hang out.
What did you think, spooky? Not last night, except for I had to rewatch the fifth inning of the World Series of Game 5 because it was pretty rough, and I'm not a Yankees fan, so it was kind of sweet. But
okay.
But that's just me. But that was it. That was like 15 minutes, and then we sat on the couch and waited for kids to come, and they didn't. And then I played Fortnite a couple rounds, lost horribly. And then played Rocket League and won something.
Last and then, Fortnite.
What's that?
Fortnite. They had, like, the chainsaws and stuff. And now today was the last day or something? I don't know.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I know they, I get sliced up by a chainsaw every day.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend went out to a bar with some of her friends. I don't drink, so I was just, socially awkward. But he had a costume, pretty good costume, I think. Pretty niche.
Yeah, what was that?
Have you ever seen Brokeback Mountain?
No, but I get the idea.
Yeah, we were the two main characters.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, I was Jake Gyllenhaal. She was Heath Ledger. So.
Nice.
Yeah, someone did recognize us, so that was cool.
That's okay, you're like, nailed it.
Yeah, one person recognized you. And you did a good enough a job.
Where did you go?
This bar close to the roundabout.
Interesting. So do you know Randy?
Randy?
Yeah, he's like a network guy over here.
I don't think so. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. I've spoken to him like once. I've met him once.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy. He lives over that way. He lives on Broadway by the roundabout.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this place was like right by the Domino's.
I don't know that side of Kingston all that well, to be honest. I'm new here.
Oh, okay. Where are you originally from?
Putnam County.
I don't even know where the hell that is.
The county just south of Dutchess.
Okay.
So where I live now in Pine Plains is about, well, it's exactly an hour from where I was, where I grew up.
Okay. Cool. That's cool.
So I like usually maxed out. If I was going north, I usually tapped out like Poughkeepsie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really come up this way.
Yeah. The only time we really go to hit that train.
That's right. That's right. The end of the Metro North line.
Yeah. Train takes us to the New York City.
Sure does. There goes my 7-minute lunch.
I do it wrong.
Still no time.
What's wrong with it?
Any updates from Ibrahim?
Team's gonna be back.
Was he making fun of me?
No, he's making fun of me, actually.
Oh, okay.
He said, "Who provisioned this?" And I said, "Did I do it wrong?" And he said, "Yes, but that's okay."
Okay.
Yeah, I used like 5 references to be like, did I do something wrong here?
I have a dial tone.
Oh, you do now, huh?
Alright, now I'm starting to cook with gas. Oh, it went off. That was busy.
Oh, back.
I'm going to try to go ahead and make a phone call out, but you can stay on the line for that. I've got to remember what my phone number is. Hang on, let's see if it comes through. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So I was able to call outbound. I think we might be in good shape here. I don't know what the issue was, but thank you and your team for the help. I'm going to go ahead and try to call the other way from my phone, and let's see if it works.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Are you still there, Nick?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It seems like it's working. I was able to call in and call out. It is dial toning. We are out of port 1. I'm feeling pretty confident.
Oh, awesome, Carl. Well, it was good having this hour-long conversation with you.
Yeah, it's our second one now. We're
Yeah. And it's always a pleasure.
Put it in the book. All right, cool. I'm going to go finish up with this gentleman. I know he's got places to be, and I'll be out of here soon.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you for your help. Extend my best to Ibrahim, and I will talk to you guys as I need you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care, man. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.